Hi, welcome to Root Canal Academy, where our goal is for you to practice effective, efficient, and get excellent results when you do your root canals. Today, I want to talk about something that is really, I think, one of the most important parts of the endodontic treatment, and that is negotiating down to patency. In other words, getting your tin file down the canal, around the curves, all moving around calcification through the curves, through the apical curve, and about a half millimeter out of the apex. And that is kind of the definition of negotiation to patency. Everything follows negotiation to patency. So this is really one of the most important aspects of root canal treatment. And this is where once I negotiate to patency on a patient, let's say it's a three canal molar, once I complete this, then I'm starting to relax. But before this, I'm a little bit stressed. I want to make sure that this is the one part that I really get, because everything follows successful negotiation of patency. Once you negotiate to patency, you can get an accurate working length because your apex locators work off patency. Your electronic apex locator knows when the file exits the canal and into the periapical tissue. Then it tells you you're in the tissue, right? And then you pull it back, and then you're in the canal. And that's how you get your accurate working length reading. And when you negotiate to patency, you're able to clean the entire canal. You're not leaving that 1 or 2 millimeters of canal space uncleaned at the end of the apex. So this is extremely important for success that we negotiate completely to patency. So let's talk about some of the steps and how we do that. The first step is we have to get an adequate coronal flare. We need to coronally flare the canals, which leads to an open orifice. And then once we get this, we can then negotiate to patency. When we open the top of a tooth, it makes it easier to get to the bottom. Okay, and this is research supported, by the way. So resist the fact to just negotiate to patency right off the bat. When you access a tooth and you find the canals. This is what most dentists do. They find the canals, they access, they find the canals, and they just start to negotiate to patency. Okay, first what I want you to do is get a nice coronal flare. Okay, once you open the top, it's easier to get to the bottom because you do not get a lot of the binding of the hand files and the nighttie files and then eventually the gutta percha in the coronal third. Okay, so here's how you start negotiation to patency. I start with a number 10 K file, 25 millimeters long. I don't necessarily put an apical curve on it. You sure can. I don't always start with that. Sometimes I do. I dip it into RC Prep, ProGlide, or Glide. Okay, some kind of file lubricant. I like RC Prep because it doesn't run all over the place. I'll dip my 10 file and get a generous portion of RC Prep. I'll place it into the canal, and I'll just place it down into the canal until I hit resistance. Usually it's about halfway down. Once I hit resistance, I reciprocate it. I gently reciprocate it back and forth through the resistance. Once it gets through the resistance in the canal, I then will smooth out that resistance. Okay, I'll smooth it out with what we call smoothies, or push, pull, or up, down, up, down, up, down. Little micro up-downs of the file, of the tin file. Okay, I will do this process of pushing it, the file gently until I hit resistance, reciprocate, then smooth out the resistance with push-pulls, up-down smoothies. I'll continue deeper and deeper and deeper until the file pops through the apex, through the foramen, and you are now patent. Okay, that's in a perfect world, in a very simple case. It pops through. I hook on my apex locator, and I get an accurate working length. If it doesn't happen, okay, in a harder case, a medium difficult tooth, the tin is stopping, it's hitting a brick wall, then I do not become a construction worker and I do not start hammering the file like it's a nail, okay? Instead, we want to be a painter. We're Picasso, we're Rembrandt, right? We're gentle, we have gentle hands, strokes, we have painter hands. We're not construction hands, we have painter hands. So I'm not forcing this tin file through that brick wall, okay? Or it feels like you're hitting a brick with a tin file. Instead, what I do is I take an 8 file, I take the tin out, I get an 8K file, 25 millimeters long, okay? Because you want a long file so that you can get your apex locator hook on it, okay? So there's enough of the handle. I take the A-file, I put a little apical bend with my fingernails, okay? Because what's happening when you're hitting that brick, you know, I'm saying you're hitting the brick, what it feels like, is there's most likely a little apical curve. And we want to make sure we get around that curve. So I take my 8K file, put a little apical bend on it, I dip it into RC Prepper Pro Lube, I place it down into that area, to that spot where I was hitting the brick, and then what I do is I walk the apex. I take the 8K file on a walk around the apex, because it has a little curve, a little apical bend on the file, and I'm looking for that curve. I'm walking it around circularly, looking for the curve. See, where is it? Take the file on a walk, like you take your dog on a walk, 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 and then it pops down. A lot of times it'll pop down, pop around the curve, because your little apical bend you put on your 8 file will find where the curve is, okay? Now, always put the stopper line in line with the curve where you put your apical curve on the file so you know what direction that apical curve is, okay? If it's a lower molar and it's a distal canal, there's usually a distal curve on those canals, okay? Once that happens, then what I do is I do my smoothies. Once it pops through the foramen, I will leave it there, and I will do 25 to 50 micro smoothies to smooth out that apical curve with my 8K file. Now, let's say the 8K file with your little apical curve does not pop through and you don't get painty. It doesn't pop through the foramen. Now we're talking about an extremely difficult tooth. I take the 8K file out. I don't start pushing on the 8K file and try to get around the curve. I take it out. I select a 6K file. I put a little apical bend. I dip it into RC Prep, and then I do the same thing. I place it into the canal, and then I walk the apex. And I am looking for that curve. Once I do find, let's say the 6 does pop down, and I'm telling you, most of the time, the 8 or the 6 will find patency on the harder cases. I do finally pop, get around the curve. I walk the apex. The file does find the curve and goes around, and I'm out the apex just a half millimeter. I will smooth out that little curve about 25 to 50 times with the 6 file. Then I will move up to the 8 file and do the same thing. I put a little apical bend. I know the curve now is to the distal, right? And I'll put it to the distal, find the curve, I'll smooth that curve out 25 to 50 times with the 8K file. Then I'll go to the 10K file and do the same thing with the 10. And now I've got a nice little bit of an open, not really a glide path, but just at least a slip and slide. So now that I can now go with my open glide path and use a pro glider mechanically, or a Wave 1 Gold glider to get my glide path, or you can do it by hand with it. And I would go to a 12 file. I wouldn't jump up to the 15. I go to a 12 file, put a little apical bend on the 12, and then do a 15. But I personally like mechanical glide path. I think it's safer. And I would use a pro glider, which I use almost all my cases, or a Wave 1 Gold glider, which reciprocates. Those are some of my absolute favorite glide path files. So that's kind of a primer on how you can get negotiation to patency and how you can be successful with that. Okay, now sometimes you can't get it. Okay, I've had cases you just can't get it. It won't work. Nothing goes. So what I do on that canal is I place the bleach. Bleach is in the canal. I place the endoactivator in there, and I run the endoactivator for, you know, a couple minutes in that canal. Then I'll go work on other canals, and hopefully you're patent on the other canals, and I'll shape those other canals. I'll let the bleach soak in that canal. I'll come back to that canal later, about 10 minutes later. A lot of times the bleach piranhas have eaten the tissue. They've started to dissolve the tissue. And so a lot of times I can find patency. Okay. If I can't get patency on that one canal and I'm 2 millimeters short, 3 millimeters short, I will place calcium hydroxide in that canal. Okay. Or all the canals. Okay. And then I'll come back a week, bring the patient back a week, 2 weeks later. And a lot of times I can then get patency after the calcium hydroxide has been in there. Okay. Thank you so much. I hope this helps. Happy, happy endo, my friend, and keep fighting to do practice E-cubed endodontics, efficient, effective, so you can get an excellent result. Thank you so much.